Hey guys, what's up? It's Dangerous, and I am back again for part two of the Q&A. I can't believe it's been a week already. That's freaking crazy. Although technically I'm recording this on Tuesday, so 6 days, week, whatever, close enough. I'm going to start back from where I last left off and hopefully get through a bunch of these questions. Obviously, like I said, it's going to have multiple parts because I keep getting more questions, which I actually like. I don't mind at all answering stuff. Yes, that's all I have to say here. Let's get going. Okay. All right. Oh God, I'm probably going to mispronounce this. Josuke Higashikata? Higashikata? I apologize. JH says, how are you? Better now, actually, since my cold is like 90% gone, and my foot that I sprained, it still hurts and kind of clicks when I walk, but it's not terrible. And I feel like I'm actually kind of getting caught up on work. I can talk today. I feel like I'm finally getting caught up on work that piled up when I was sick. So yeah, I'm doing a lot better today. Thank you for asking. Back when you asked that, I was really stressed, but now I'm better. Min asks, do you prefer to be a dom or a sub? Oh, good question. It really depends on the person that I'm with. Because I consider myself to be a switch by nature. If the person that I'm with, see, it's a tough one because I enjoy being submissive, but I have a hard time submitting to people. I'm very, very particular in the circumstance in which I will submit to somebody. I have to feel like just a total sense of trust and respect with somebody to fully submit. Otherwise, I can't take them seriously in a dominant role. Like, I will just end up like laughing at it. I can't take it seriously. When it comes to dominating, yeah, it's really fun, especially if the person that I'm with is extremely submissive. Whether or not I intend to dominate them, when somebody's really shy and sweet and passive, I think that dominant part of me comes out, and it's just so cute to want to like, come here, I'm just going to take advantage of you. But not like really, with consent, of course, consent always. So I'm switchy, but it really depends on the person. Reese says, how am I doing? I already answered that. I'm good. Thank you. Any favorite animals? If so, what are they? Favorite animals. Well, they also ask if I have pets. I do. I have two cats. Their names are Taffy and Butterscotch. And that's only because I rescued them. And the first one, her name was already Taffy. And it just kind of stuck. I was too lazy to think of a new one. So I'm like, all right, Taffy, that's fine. And then she was a stress biter. She bit her own tail, and to the point where like I had to take her to the vet. And the vet was like, we have to amputate. So she's got a little stub tail. But when she was really stressed, I thought, okay, maybe she's lonely because she's by herself. So I'm gonna adopt a kitten. And that didn't work out because like Taffy is very much like a solo cat, and Butterscotch is like, they're closer now, but it's been like a year. But then Butterscotch just kind of came off of Taffy because it's like, well, I'm already in the candy mood. And then Butterscotch is like a gingery Butterscotch color. So Taffy and Butterscotch. Butterscotch is a huge pain in the ass. She's the one that will like clop the furniture, and she's the asshole that'll just like swat you as you're walking by with her claws out. Like, you dick. And Taffy is more shy. She's kind of like a fat old lady, the way I see her. Like, you know, I guess when I ended up getting her from the adoption place, they said that she was taken and she was a feral cat. And she was fully grown, but she was really, really underweight. And I think part of that has to do with her desire to eat everything now. Whereas Butterscotch was born in captivity and she was fostered as a kitten. So she's not only extremely friendly with everybody, like people will come by and she'll just rub all over them. She'll want to be picked up and held. And Taffy's much more skittish and she'll come up to you at her own. So I would say favorite animals, like I do love cats just in general. I also think narwhals are amazing because they seem like they should be this mythical creature and they're real. Would I be interested in a Kudere or Deodore character? Of course. Of course. Absolutely. Yandere just happens to be my favorite, but I have been kind of wanting to branch out. But Yandere will always be my favorite. But yeah, of course. I have been trying to do more variety, because if it was just up to me and my own desires, it'd be like everybody's getting kidnapped. Everybody's, you know, that's my own personal desires. But yes, I like to branch out and try something new, because more than just doing content that interests me a lot, which tends to be like the same thing over and over, which would get boring, I get really excited when you guys enjoy something that I do. Like getting a positive response is just makes my day. So yeah, absolutely. How goes my war with the airplanes? Better, because I have started trying to record when I notice that they're not flying. So I can't really record like first thing in the morning or like later in the afternoon. But if I record like mid-morning when I think they're having their lunch break, or if I record at night, that's when it's better. So it's okay. I still get annoyed if I'm trying to edit. The only problem is when the airplanes fly by, it's so loud that I can't hear what I'm doing. So the war, it's kind of like at a standstill, like truce-y right now. What are your next ideas for your NSFW roleplays going to be? I actually have a list of stuff I've thought of. Like the next one I'm going to do is the Tsundere Vampire Female X Male. And then for the next female one, I was thinking of doing, well, I just have it written down as Amazon Gangbang, but it's basically going to be like the Amazons going, you know, okay, so you can't be a warrior. You can clean our houses, and also you can like lick our pussies, basically like Amazon Gangbang. They're going to use the listener for her other abilities. And then I've got, you know, just some other stuff up there, like the jealous stepmother as a not safe for work, the love crazed yandere girlfriend. I would like to do a Fuda roleplay if I could. Obsessive ex, maybe another giantess not safe for work, villain superhero, a hypnosis one, things like that. I've got a lot of different ideas. Maybe like a wife sharing, girlfriend sharing type of thing. Just a lot of different ideas. I would love to do one where Venus ends up with a captive that she's paralyzed, and she's got all this free time before she eats them, and she's like, huh, let's see what this body can do. I think that would be really fun, and that's kind of in my to-do desire future list. But I have a lot of ideas and not enough time to do them, kind of like a lot of my role plays. Marine Recon asks, am I single? Yes, despite the fact that I sound like multiple people on the recording, there is only one of me. Ralph Nader says, if you were a superhero or a supervillain, what would be your favorite power? So I'm a split minds. Like the first one that I think of is always the power to change, what is it called? Probability. The power to change probability. So basically luck, but if I could just sway probability on my side all the time, I feel like I'd constantly win. Like it wouldn't matter who I was against. If probability is on my side, then I'm going to fucking win. But if that's considered too cheaty, then I would like a Doctor Strange type power where I can manipulate space and time. I think that would be incredibly useful. If I'm going just like basic, bare bones, you can't do anything more. It has to be like body based, then I think super strength would be really fun. Although I don't think it'd be too useful. Maybe if I'm like crushing coal into diamonds, I think it'd be very useful. I don't think there's a lot of crime I could fight, but it'd be really fucking fun to just be insanely strong. Jay asks, who threw the rock in the Yandere Girlfriend series? I can't answer that. Could you want me to give away the plot? You did. You threw the rock. Shame on you, Jay. It's very rude. Lucy the Stoner says, 420, bud blaze with me, mate. JK, I'm just awkward, LOL. Me too. And I would absolutely love to. It's my favorite way to relax. Let's see. Malachi Trueblood says, do you have any goals beyond YouTube with regard to voice acting or acting in general? I would absolutely fucking love to. It wasn't something I ever thought of until I've done my channel and I realized just how much I love it. Absolutely. But to really break into it, I'd have to get an agent. And to do that, I'd have to make a demo reel. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So to do that, I'd have to hire somebody to help me make a demo reel, which costs a lot of money. And I'm so busy right now doing stuff for my channel. I don't really have the time to set aside. But in the future, if I could just like set aside a block of time to do that, I think it'd be fantastic. I would have so much fun with it. Although part of me feels like I'm untrained. Shouldn't I get some kind of training? But the other part of me is like, fuck that shit. Just go for it. Because that's what I did with my channel. Fuck it. Just go for it. Why not? Let's see. Javier Lopez says, if you could have any secondary superpower, what did it be? And by secondary, I mean superpowers that the big name superheroes don't have. Ooh, that's tough because a lot of the big name superheroes have the good ones. So like a minor superpower? Ones that people didn't have. Okay, I could think of one. I really like to bake. Like, I like to make a lot of cookies and cakes and stuff to, like, give away to friends. Well, I did in the past when I had more time. Now I only tend to do it around, like, Christmas or special occasions. If I could use my baking abilities, like, to basically anything I baked could persuade somebody to do what I wanted, like mind control cookies, I think that'd be fun. But it has to be, like, in my baking, you know, because that way it's not a major superpower for a superhero because nobody would want that power. It's really stupid. But I basically be like mind control Martha Stewart. I think that'd be really fucking cool in a fucked up way. And not always useful because like if a cop pulls you over, you can't be like, have a cookie, officer. Like that's not going to work. But it'd be fun anyway. Paul asks, what is my favorite kind of torture? Oh, Lord. Like, to personally inflict on somebody or, like, that I've read about in the past. My favorite kind of okay, that's a really tough one. I'm just going to go with ones that I've heard of in the past simply because the kind of torture that I could inflict on somebody and not kill them, like, mental torture is always a good one. Gaslighting is really fun. Theoretically, I've never done it, okay? So don't make me sound terrible. But reading about, like, when I was a kid, I went to this Renaissance fair, and they had a torture exhibit there. And it wasn't very well done, but it really, really impacted me. And I thought it was just fascinating. I really liked the idea, like, they had those lead boots that they would fill with, like, molten metal, and you'd stick your foot in the boot, and they would just fill it up with the molten metal. That always struck me as extremely horrifying. The one that they did where they would put the cage of rats on the person's stomach and they would put hot coals on top of the cage so the rats would end up burrowing into the person's stomach to escape the heat. That one is very gruesome and fascinating. And then just generally like the pear, if you want to look it up, it's like the brass, I think it was brass pear that you, it looked like a pear and you would stick it into different orifices and then you would open it and it would rip the person open. So like the anus or the vagina or the mouth, it just rips them open. And then of course your basic like fingernails, getting, you know, wood driven under your fingernails. No fucking thank you. I don't like that. Would you ever take a listener as a sub mistress? Yes, I would. If everything hit off, sure, absolutely. Malachi asks, what is your process for finding a character's voice? I kind of feel like I don't necessarily find the voice, but the voice finds me, as corny as that sounds. When I write a character, I guess I can kind of, when I write them, it's like their voice kind of just comes to me. Their personality kind of sings to me, and it just is like, okay, this is the kind of voice I think this person would have. I don't know if it's really a process. It's just kind of like, I'll say it and I'll be like, yeah, this voice feels right. I don't really have to go through steps to figure out what I want. It's like in the process of writing, I can picture it in a certain voice and to where it wouldn't feel right if it was spoken in a different way, if I'm making sense at all. It's, you know, long, long last week. Zip, zap, zee, zeepity zoop says, I've been looking through all your Tupperwares and I couldn't find your head. Did you change its hiding place again? If so, where? What's the point of hiding a head if I'm going to tell you where it is? That you're not going to get me. And you didn't even say Simon Says, so I'm definitely not going to answer this one. Martin Innes says, what is Venus? Again, I'm not going to answer it. I have a plan for a future audio that addresses what she is. I do know what she is. But I'm not telling you yet, so you're going to have to wait and find out. Maurice says, you seem really quirky and confident. Who can you thank for that? That's a good goddamn question. Quirky would probably be my parents. My parents are weird. They're just weird people. I don't know what to tell you. I did not have a normal childhood. My parents are very creative people. They're writers. They still write together. They're a team. They've written erotica together. And like fantasy erotica, they're very much into anime. That's my parents. My parents are just a bunch of weirdos. They're weirdos like me. And so quirky, definitely. Confident, oh God, I was really unconfident as a child. Like, I was very, very insecure. So I would say mostly like time, becoming an adult, going and moving out on my own and realizing that I'm capable of more than I thought and putting myself out in situations where I'm extremely uncomfortable. Because, you know, social anxiety is a fucking bitch. And it's something that I dealt with since I was like a little kid. This fantasy world up in my head and staying away from like real people because people's scary. And so what I just learned to do was just fucking put yourself out there. You know, people aren't scary at all if you just go out there. So yeah, the confidence is really just, it just came over time. A lot of me just saying, fuck it, you know, fuck it. What's the worst that could happen? I'm going to be dead one day anyway. I might as well grow a big set of brass balls and do whatever the fuck I want to, because I would rather deal with this fear and deal with the uncomfortableness and the anxiety and say that I really lived than to let my anxiety and my fear control me. And I think I spent so much time as a child kind of disliking who I was because I was weird and I was different, that when I became an adult, I just said, fuck it, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of not embracing who I am. And so to that extent, as an adult, I really have said, fuck it. And if people don't like who I am, they can suck it. I don't care. I like who I am, you know? So yeah, a combination of just life and my parents, I would say. Okay, Bobby says, someone else asked it, but I have to ask again. You're so good at creating distinct and interesting characters with your voice. Have you ever given any thought to trying to be a voice actress? Yes, I have, like I said. And this one is more that's curiosity. How do you make the noises? Are you kissing your hand? Do you have props? Or do you just have an incredibly talented mouth? Combination of things. It really is a combination of things. I don't want to like give specifics because I think it makes it unsexy, but I use a multitude of things to make noises that I need to make. Yeah. Hayes says, if you could experience any decade, which would it be? Like, if I could time travel, I would go to the future and I'd find out what's going to happen because I hate waiting. I'm one of those people that will skip to the end of a book because don't you fucking make me wait. WVP Sleepy Ass favorite band, which I already answered. I don't really have a favorite. Ike Moore says, which one of my parodies did you love the most? I really liked the one that was the Girlfriend Helps You Sleep parody. That one really made me laugh. I liked that one a lot. And I liked acting that one because I got to be totally crazy. Deadpool says, what kind of audios will you not do? I feel like I already addressed that. But if we're talking about like role plays, what kind of role plays will I not do? It would have to be something that I find like personally offensive. So if you're like, oh, let's do a racist role play, like, God, I don't even want to say it because it's going to sound so bad. But if it's like, let's do a lynching role play, we're back in slavery times, I'm not going to do that shit. If it's personally offensive to me, or like, let's do a gay bashing, like, no, I'm not going to do that shit. Most other things, like, I'll do it if it interests me. I won't do it if it's boring, basically. If it's, you know, like I read the Constitution or something, or if it's like personally morally offensive. Anything else I'll pretty much do. Tiernan Smith says, how much of a story do you have before you start recording? Do you have the entire plot planned out or just wing it as you go? I would say, like, okay, when I write a script, when I start recording, I have a script in front of me. Not in the beginning, but now I do. With some, like most of my scripts, okay, let me think how I want to say this. With the crossover series, I know how I want each of those storylines to end. That is one that I really plotted out because I didn't want to end it in a way that I felt was unsatisfactory for the listeners because that series has been going on for so long. With a lot of my other series, I have a general idea of where I want the plot to go, but it's not written out like step by step. I know exactly where it's going to go. And I like it more that way because I feel like it gives the audience more of an input into where the story goes. If I read a bunch of comments and people are saying, I don't want this to happen, or it'd be great if this happened, it gives me that freedom of opportunity to really go, okay, how do I want to possibly twist this story to make it more to what the listeners would like to hear or what people would be interested in? And a lot of times I feel like it's taken my stories in a better direction than it would be otherwise. So no, it's not always like fully plotted out. He also asks, how open are you to people sending scripts? I've been writing on Gone Wild Audio and it'd be incredible to work with you. I'm totally open for it. I love it. I love getting scripts. Every single one. I love them. Jonathan Bagwell says, would you prefer cat or dog or some other pet? Well, like I said, I have two cats. I do like dogs, but they tend to be like a lot more work. And I like cats in the sense that they're more independent and not as, you know, slobbery as dogs. I know it sounds silly, but that's, yeah. But I do love dogs. Like my favorite dog is a pug, even though I know they're like inbreeding abomination, but that was the first dog that we had growing up, and she was just like the best, sweetest, snortiest, snorting little fat meatloaf dog ever, and I loved her. So I do have a soft spot for pugs. I think if I did get a dog, see, I couldn't get a pug because they're so unhealthy, but I will always love them. And the last one I'm going to do today is Lane Foxworth, who asks, if you were awoke in the middle of the night, you look at the foot of your bed and see the Nostalgia Critic standing there staring at you screaming, what would you do? If I find anybody standing at the foot of my bed in the middle of the night screaming at me, I will probably scream back, run away, and call the police. That's just, it doesn't matter who you are. It could be my own mother. Like, what the fuck are you doing in my room in the middle of the night? Like, are you going to kill me? Please don't kill me. Okay, so that's all I'm going to do for today. Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed my rambling, even though I lost track of my thoughts at times, but that's pretty typical for me. I will answer more questions next Wednesday. I love you very much, and I will talk to you next week. Mwah. Bye.